Steve Payne is the operations director for Vista and manages four care homes in the county, one of which is currently dealing, as we speak, with an outbreak. And Steve joins us now. Steve, hi.
Good morning, Ben.
What is the situation from your viewpoint as somebody that looks after care homes and enables them to kind of continue their work? What's your view?
I think it's an ever-moving feast. We seem to have lots of promises coming out to us in the social care sector. Lots of dates that are promised, and none of them seem to materialise. We hear lots of news in the media telling us that vaccines are going to be made available, but those dates just seem to move further on as the month goes by.
Have any of the people you look after been vaccinated?
None of our residents have been vaccinated to date. We have had communications with the primary care networks. But again, this is complicated now by the fact that we do have an outbreak in one of our homes, and we're not getting any clear message of whether that will push the vaccination back for those people that have been affected with positive COVID tests.
And is this a question? I understand that how worrying that must be. Is it a question of simply not knowing when the date is, or have you been given a date, or how's it working?
Yeah, we've not been given dates. Even for our staff, a small percentage of our staff across the four homes have been offered the vaccine, the first injection. And we understand that the NHS are working very hard on this to get the vaccines out there, but sometimes it's at such short notice that to try and release staff from a home that's already under extreme pressure. There's a Herculean effort going off in our homes with the outbreak, that to release staff when they're already short of staff to go and have vaccines is a tremendous pressure.
If you could wave a magic wand or ask for one thing, what would it be?
For this just to go away. It's 11 months now, Ben, and I know the whole country is tired, the whole world is tired. But, watching my staff and my residents and their families go through what they're going through is absolutely heartbreaking.
Look, we've heard of, today particularly, there's a lot of talk about this, about how frontline workers in the NHS are essentially traumatised by the first wave, let alone the second, and as we work our way through the third. I sometimes wonder if not enough fuss is made of care home workers, who are also clearly absolutely frontline workers. How are they bearing up?
They suffer the same mental health problems that everybody's suffering through this, Ben. And, I commend the NHS, the frontline staff on the NHS for doing what they're doing. They're doing a commendable job under extremely difficult circumstances, but they're not the only frontline. Social care has got many front lines, and we're sitting right on there at this moment in time and suffering the same intensive problems that they are too, and intensifying the problems that are happening in health, because we're not having, as you quite rightly said there, the fuss being made over social care in the same magnitude.
There's a lot of responsibility on your shoulders. How are you bearing up?
We have to bear up. It's a pressure, of course it is. You can probably tell by my voice that I'm a bit emotional about this. You're bound to take it personally as a care home manager, as somebody responsible for 300 plus staff, 112 people in our homes that are probably amongst the most vulnerable in society, and also their families that have got such a reliance on us to keep people safe. And that's the families of our staff too. So it's a pressure, but we put our war efforts in early, and we support each other, and we do the best out of what we can, Ben.
Steve, keep in touch, and thank you so much for coming on the show. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.